This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Today we'll be visiting with a dairy farmer from Higginsville, Missouri. Chris Hines and his family milk over 600 cows on their farm, and he's been working closely with the Midwest Dairy Association to educate consumers about where their milk comes from. I had a chance to visit with Chris about the groups that have toured his farm and the questions that they've asked.
We milk 650 Holstein cows just outside of Kansas City, and we have about 1,300 acres of row crops as well that we used to feed the cows, and we've been doing it for about six generations here.
Well, great. It really sounds like a great story to be doing that long with your family. You've been doing some work with the Midwest Dairy Association. You said a lot of tours have come through your farm. So maybe share with us some of the work that you've done and what groups have seen your operation.
Sure. We've had a variety of different groups come, restaurant owners, grocery store managers, chefs, dietitians, different student groups, and then a lot of just folks from the local community as well.
Common questions that you're asked, are there a lot of misconceptions about what you're doing on your dairy farm and how cows are actually milked, or what's their knowledge before they come and then maybe when they leave, if you answer those questions?
Sure, yeah. I mean, some of the questions are misconception-based. Some of them are just general, you know, how long does a cow live? How much milk does a cow produce? Some stuff like that as well. It's really across the board. And some of the, you know, quote-unquote difficult questions, let's say, are antibiotics in my milk? That seems like it's a difficult question. The reality is it's not, is that whenever I go through with consumers and I kind of walk through it step by step, that, you know, there aren't antibiotics in the milk, but here's how we deal with a cow who's sick. And, you know, we pull her out of the herd. Her milk is dumped. Once she's better, not only do we have to test her milk and make sure it's okay, but the milk gets tested down the line as well at the bottler, the hauler as well. And if there are no antibiotics in the milk, she can rejoin the herd. So that's a difficult question, quote unquote, that once you walk through the logic of it, most consumers, they get it.
Sure. And being involved in the ag industry and talking to other dairy farmers besides you, I realize that that's not something that you have to worry about because you have those protocols in place. Now, you're a dairy farmer, so you're busy. So what made you decide, hey, I would like to reach out and work with these consumers and people that aren't involved in ag to share my story?
Sure. I think it's imperative because, I mean, we do have people on the tours who their parents or grandparents were farmers, and so they do have some memories and nostalgia whenever they come on the tours. But I would say the vast majority of people have either never been on a farm before or don't have any personal connection to a farm. And so as we go forward there, it's important that they do get on a farm and that they understand where their food comes from, that they meet a farmer, that they see how the farmer interacts with their livestock, that some of those questions that they may get from the internet or blogs or talk shows, they can answer for themselves with their own eyes whenever they're on those farms.
From doing these tours, is there a favorite experience that you have or maybe a favorite memory of working with these folks and really sharing your story?
Sure. There was one group of college students. They were dietetic interns, and they took a bus out, and I didn't have any idea about this until afterwards, but I guess they were, I don't want to say hostile, but they did not come into the tour with a positive mindset about dairy. But I didn't know this prior to the tour. So I just went about the tour like I normally do. And I come to find out later, all of the reviews from that tour were very positive, and they all loved the tour. And I had, you know, through our tour, like we had changed the mindset of, you know, those 20 students just by letting them see what we do. And for me, that was kind of a watershed moment, and that was neat.
Yeah, it does sound like a really great success story for you to say, you know, hey, I'm doing this and it is making a difference sharing the story. Chris, it's been really great getting to know you and visit with you. Is there anything that I haven't asked or final thoughts that you'd like to share?
No, I think I mean, for anyone, anyone out there who has a farm or the consumers out there, I think it's a win-win situation. It's good for farmers to get to see their own farm through consumers' eyes and get to connect with consumers. But it's also good for consumers to see that and to actually see the cow where she lives and to get to see a farmer out in the field. It's a win-win situation.
I did have a final question that just popped into my head. You know, there's been some talk about milk prices, and they've been lower, and we've got a surplus of milk and of cheese and things like that. How has that affected you and your operation?
Well, that's a good question. So, yes, milk prices are lower right now. One factor that helps a little bit is that feed prices are also lower, so that input is a little bit lower. But, yeah, I mean, it does pinch right now. And I think one thing that is good to tell consumers is that no matter what the milk price is, we're still going to be taking care of the cows the same. And so that's kind of a, I don't want to say an advantage, but a unique opportunity right now is to show consumers, hey, my paycheck is still less, but my care for this cow is the same.
And once again, those words coming from Chris Hines, who's a dairy farmer from Higginsville, Missouri. And that's all we have for today on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.